We are in the month of Adar, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Adar. Read from the Kedushat Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev. This year we only have one Adar, but sometimes we have two Adar. The reason for that is, Atam al Adar, sheyesh lifamim bet chodeshim shehu chodesh ha'ibur. Adar is the month that gets impregnated, that we have sometimes 2 months of Adar. Mishum deyadua deyudbet chodeshim bashanaim keneged yudbet shivtei Hashem. The 12 months of the year are corresponding to the 12 tribes of Hashem. Vehina Adar, tohu mazal dagim, hu neged Yosef. Adar is the month that corresponds to the sign that is called Pisces, fish. And that's the sign of Yosef, because every month there's a sign, there's a letter that controls the month, that creates the month, there's a planet that controls the month, and there's also a sense, there's 12 senses. And there's also a tribe that corresponds to one of the months, and the month of Adar corresponds to Yosef. And Yosef is compared to fish, the nimshal ledagim, the ein sholet bo ayin hara. Yosef is compared to fish because he doesn't have any ayin hara, doesn't control him, as it says this in the script, ben porat Yosef, ben porat elei ayin. When Yaakov gave blessing to all the kids, he told about Yosef, ben porat Yosef, and ben porat elayin. There's no control of evil over Yosef. Same thing with the fish. Vehine Yosef olid bet shevatim, and Yosef gave birth to 2 tribes. Up until today, the tribe of Menashe and Ephraim are counted in the order, not the tribe of Yosef. It's the tribe of Levi that is kind of like stepped out. And instead of Yosef came Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe ve'Ephraim, l'cheach yesh shnei adarim. Therefore, we have two times, we have the month of Adar. Not always, but when we do, that because the month of Adar is rooted in the tribe of Yosef. And we know that when we had a leap year, it was depending on the Beit Din, on the court. That's why it says only if they wanted, they would make it a Chodesh Meubar, an impregnated month. The reason why they did that, because if you compare the cycle of the moon to the cycle of the sun, is missing for 11 days between the cycle of the moon and the month. So after, if you go only by the moon, then after a couple of years, you're going to be thrown back. Yeah, so every 3 years we have a leap year. But nevertheless, this was depending on the Beit Din. Im ratzu ayu osim oto adar. If they wanted to, they made him adar, the month. V'lachen, ha-chodesh hazeh lachem. That's why it says, this month is for you. כפי מה שאתם רוצים, כך נעשה החודש. The same, whatever you want the month to be, that's how the month will be. Basically saying, in other words, we control the energy that's going to be affecting us. And there gives us a very deep secret here, that Hashem says, you run the show. You throw out to the universe good energy, then you're going to get back good energy. So that's why people get confused when they say that Hashem punishes. And Hashem doesn't punish anybody. Hashem stands on the side and cries from the stupidity of people. And sometimes he has a little bit of nachat when somebody does the right thing. But the majority of the time Hashem says, here's a manual, I'm going to tell you now the rules of the universe, because I created the universe. Follow the rules, you'll be doing good. Don't follow the rules, you're not going to be doing that great. And the major rule in this world, whatever you put out there, that's what you get back. Very simple. You'll put out there something positive, then positive will bounce back at the spiritual walls of the world, and it will be bounced back at you. You'll put something negative out there, then that's exactly what's going to come back, and don't complain to anybody but yourself. Same thing here. The month of Adar is such an auspicious time that Hashem says, whatever you put out to the universe, to the month will spit back at you. So, therefore, we see that the month has the ability to multiply itself, to double itself. I mentioned a beautiful chidush that I heard about the month of Adar. We know in halakha, if something gets mixed with something that is not of the same kind, it can be milk and dairy, it can be unkosher food with kosher food, it can be fruit that were given maser that were not, with fruit that were not giving maser, what is called tevel, with fruit that are orla, that are from a tree that in the first 3 years mixed with other fruit, and many other things. There's many rules in halakha when things get mixed. So there is a ruling in halakha that if there's 60 times more than in one of the kinds that got mixed, then the minority will be cancelled in a majority. And this, the rule is called the Echad L'Shishim, 1 out of 60. 1 out of 60 will be cancelled. And we see that the month of Adar has the ability to multiply itself, so to say. And then we have two Adars, which equals 60 days. So when we have the power of 60, then anything can be cancelled within it. It's Batel B'Shishim. So the month of Adar has a very unique power to overpower something that will be a minority. Next, we want to understand why our sages say, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Our sages explain, when Adar comes in, we increase joy. Why Adar? Why not Nisan? In Nisan we went out of Mitzrayim. Why not Sivan? Sivan we got the Torah. And why not Tishrei? Tishrei with Simcha Torah. Why Adar? Ki ikar ha-simcha la'adam ba'alotor nitzotot la'avoto yitbarach. The main simcha that one can experience is when he elevates his own godly sparks to his master. And how do you elevate it? With your hard spiritual and physical labor. And when you elevate them to their source, then it's the biggest simcha, the biggest joy. She'anitzotzot ne'asim la'adam she'ma'ale otam k'mo levush. Why? Why is that a big simcha? Because I will do a spiritual act. Can be a mitzvah, can be learning Torah, can be an act of kindness. And I will refine a godly spark that is within me and will elevate it to its source, specifically to the master of the universe. Now that spark becomes a garment for me. And in the spiritual world, the soul needs garments, because if not, it's going to become vulnerable. Not only is it going to become vulnerable, it's not going to be able to benefit from the godly revelation in the world to come, which is eternal. So we need garments. Kadosh Baruch Hu was so kind to us that he says, I want to elevate you to a much higher spiritual level where you're going to be benefiting a much greater godly revelation, but you need garments from that. Like an astronaut that goes out of space. I don't know about other people. It was one of my dreams once to be an astronaut. But that dream already, I got over the dream. I realized I will never be an astronaut. So, but when I was young, I was like, ooh, it seems pretty cool, flying in space, you know, like, you can't move anywhere, just flying there. And so, but the advantage of an astronaut, you know, you're flying over the world, you're hovering from above. It looks Yeah, so that's better. You can be a spiritual astronaut. Yeah, well, there's many people who are astronauts, they just don't work for NASA. They're hovering in some other realm, but the reason why we're talking about astronauts, because when they go out of space, they need a very special suit that will keep them warm. It's very cold up there. That will keep them with a certain pressure and whatever it is, but they have very unique suits. The soul equally needs garments in the world above to be able to receive this godly revelation. And these garments are done through my actions in this world. So when I elevate a spark up to the heavenly realm, then this spark will end up becoming my garment. And with the fact that I was able to create a garment, this is a big joy, a big simcha. וקודם אדר הוא שובבים, and before Adar, we have 7 months, 7 weeks, sorry, that are weeks of rectification, specifically for the damage of the sparks that I threw into the klipa. And this is the time, שהוא העת העלאת הניצצות לקדושה. This is the time when I can elevate these godly sparks back to holiness. ומשהגיע אדר, כבר הגיע העת שהעלה אותם מקודם השאובים. Now when Adar comes, it's the time when I already elevated these sparks at the period that is called Shovavim. Shovavim is you can translate it as mischievous behavior. And Shovavim is also the acronym of the 7 parashot, starting from Shmot till the parasha, till Adar. And this is the period when I can elevate these godly sparks. Now, ועתה באדר נעשים לו מלבוש. So now these sparks become my garment during Adar. וגלל כן, שמו אדר לשון מלבוש. אדר is also a word of equivalent to a garment. כמו אדרת אליהו. אדרת אליהו is the garment of אליהו. And אדרת is also a garment. וזהו מאמר חכמנו ז"ל, משנכנס אדר, that's why our sages say, from when אדר comes in, כשהגיע אצלו הלבוש מנצוצות הקדושים של עם השובבים, when he receiving the garment of all the spark that he elevated in the month and a half, close to the month, 7 weeks of the שובבים, then he's receiving the garment. מרבים בשמחה, then you increase in joy. Why? Because I was able to elevate all these godly sparks. כי בא לו השמחה שהעלה אותם. It's when all the sparks were elevated from the klipa, from where they were, and this is bringing the person great joy. Now, this is not only to the month of Adar, but every month when we pray on Rosh Chodesh, we add a certain psalm of Tehillim. It's called Barchi Nafshi Et Hashem. Why do we add that? יש לומר הטעם שנקרא ראש חודש. Why do we call Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh and not תחילת החודש? It should be called the beginning of the month, תחילת החודש, but we call it the head of the month. משום דידוע דמכל השכליות, הראשית הוא הרצון. We know that the essence, the root of all type of intellect is called רצון, the will, the desire. ואחר כך כשרוצה בדבר, אז בונה הדבר. First has to be a desire, has to be a רצון, then I start building on it. אחר כך נתווסף אהבה ויראה והתפארות. First comes the will. After that, I will start developing this desire and this will. Then will come love and fear. And then will come what's called התפארות, תפארת, the glory of it. ואם כן, רצון נקרא ראשית. So if this is the case, then the רצון, the will, is called ראשית, the beginning. That's why the Torah starts with בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים. It means בית. There were two רצונות, there were two desires, בית ראשית. והנה בכל ראש חודש נתגלה רצון חדש על ישראל. Every ראש חודש is revealed a new will. A new will, the Kadosh Baruch says, okay, up until now there was a certain will, now I'm going to reveal a new will. Something new. And this will is going to be revealed on the nation of Israel. And what is this will? He'ach la'avod et ha'borei itbarach. What's this will? How you should serve the master of the universe this month. V'lachen nikra rosh chodesh. That's why it's called the rosh of the chodesh, the head of the month, because that's when the will is being revealed. It's kind of like equivalent. Maybe some of you will relate, some of you don't. But when I was in the army, then we were trained to do certain tasks. But we were functioning on a need-to-know base. We would call to do a certain action. Then we would get the tidruch. I don't know how you would say it in English, like the actions. How would you call it? Not the orders, but how would you say tidruch? But no, the layout of what I have to do. Excuse me? The band? The plan. not really the plan, but we wouldn't. You have
the directive.
Maybe the directive, but nevertheless, we it's not that we, you know, when you come to work in the morning, you know your job. The boss doesn't come to you in the morning and tells you, okay, this is the day's, well, some of the jobs, they do tell you that in the morning, okay, this is the job, today's labor. Usually you know what to do. So, you know, in the example that I was trying to give, we would be called, okay, we had to show up in a certain place. We didn't know where we're going to, what are we doing? On the way, okay, this is what's going to happen. You're going to this location, you have to do A, B, and C. This is the goal, this is what we have to do. And we had like a whole rundown, what's the deal? And then a different time, total different thing. So you can compare it maybe to a certain job. That if you have a set job, then you know what's your job. But some jobs, you come in the morning and the boss tells you, okay, today we're going to do A, B, and C. But nevertheless, it's like as if on Rosh Chodesh, Kadosh Baruch says, let me tell you what's the agenda for this month. That's why it's called Rosh and not Chilat, the head and not the beginning. Ve'hine nefesh hu melashon ratzon. Now, the word nefesh, which is equivalent to the word soul, comes from the word in Hebrew, ratzon, desire. Kmo im yesh nafshechem. Like we there's a script that says, if you will have a soul, meaning if you have a desire. Ve'lazeh omrim b'rosh chodesh, barchi nafshi et Hashem. That's why we say on Rosh Chodesh, bless my soul, Hashem. Meaning, in other words, רוצה לומר נעשה בריחה. Meaning to say, in other words, that my soul will become a pool or a basin, a place to receive blessing. והמשכת רצון בראש חודש מן השם. That the רצון of the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be placed in me for the rest of the month. That I know exactly what Hashem wants me in this what Hashem wants me to do in this month. דהו המקור של כל השפעות והחיים. And this is because Hashem is the source of all the energy and the abundance coming to life. So it's like I'm coming in the head of the month to get my work flow for the rest of the month. That's why Rosh Chodesh is so important. Somebody once that I talked to, and he told me he has a very big Yetzer Hara with showing up to a minyan. And whatever I tried to tell him, how amazing it is, how important it is, how it benefits the neshama, how the prayers get accepted much faster and so forth, nothing was able to convince. So I told him, at least if you have such a big yetzer, at least on Rosh Chodesh make sure you come. Because on Rosh Chodesh you charge your neshama for the rest of the month. Because you come and stand in front of Hashem and you're getting your job description for the month. Now, we don't necessarily get it in the physical way that I know, but spiritually, my neshama, my soul gets blessed throughout this month with the guidance, what has to be done throughout the month. Now we're going to explain another part, what our sages said. Rosh Beit Din Omer Mekudash, V'chol Ha'amonim Acharav Mekudash Mekudash. There is a place in the oral Torah that it says that when the Beit Din says about something that it's sanctified, all the nation they answer twice, Mekudash, Mekudash, sanctified, sanctified. Why is he saying twice sanctified? Yesh lomar mishum deita b'midrash al pasuk v'itkadishtem v'itim kedushim. The verse in the Torah says you should become holy, and as a result you will be holy. Why? Ki kadosh ani, because I am holy, referring to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Saying it in a parable, Lemelech shaya lo gimel ktarim, venatan bet ktarim lebno, v'acher eniach leatzmo. It was a parable that there was once a king that had three crowns, and two crowns he gave to his son, and one crown he left for himself to have. כן, השם יתברך ברוך הוא נותן בית קדושות לישראל וקדושה אחת לעצמו. Same thing in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the nation of Israel two קדושות, two holiness, two crowns, and one he leaves for himself. And we know the Gimel קדושות הם כמו שיסדו בתפילת ובא לציון גואל. There are three קדושות that we mention when we pray. We say קדוש, קדוש, קדוש. But it's specifically in the prayer that we say ובא לציון גואל, after Ashrei, after 18, We say Kaddish b'shnei mishmei meroma ila'a. We say holy in the supreme sky that are above. And then we have Kaddish al ara avad givurten. We have one Kaddish on the land that man says the Kaddish. Kaddish l'olam ulol me'olmaya. And one Kaddish is for eternity. The Kedusha achati b'shamayim ha'elonim. One Kedusha is for the heavens. One Kedusha, Kedusha bet, ma she'oved gevurot al ara. One Kedusha is for the humans that are following the Torah. The Kedusha gimel, ma she'u chai la'ad v'kam la'netzach. The third Kedusha is for the world above. V'en yadu divrei chachmenu zal, de'shal hai min aktiv b'chol chachmei ha'goyim en kamocha. There is a teachings from our sages that says in all the wisdoms of the nations, there's nobody like Hashem. Hab Israel yesh kamocha, but in the nation of Israel, there is something that resembles. Veshiv de beemet tzadikim domim leboram. And the answer the Kadosh Baruch Hu said is that the righteous men they resemble their master. The Kadosh Baruch Hu mechayim metim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to enliven dead people. Ve Eliyahu Navi and Elijah also is able to enliven people. Kadosh Baruch Hu morid gshamim, v'tzadikim gam ken. Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to bring down rain, and a tzadik also has the ability to do it. Nimtza de bet kedushot shel Shmaya ve'Ara masar gam ken a tzadikim. It seems that the two kedushot of the heavens and the earth, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to the tzadik. Why? Because the tzadik is able to operate both in the heavens and the earth. But the third kedusha, v'kedusha gimel, shu yitbarach chai ve'kam, ze lo shayach l'tzadikim. The third kedusha has nothing to do with the tzadik. That is only to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shem bnei Adam v'hem nifsadim. Because a tzaddik is still a human being and still can miss something. V'lachen kol ha'am onim acharav mekudash mekudash. Therefore the nation answers twice mekudash, twice holy. Mishum shnei dekudushot shechim gam ken bezer ha'Yisrael ha'tzaddikim. That's because we are holding two types, two levels of holiness. Aval rosh beit adin du ha'kadosh Baruch Hu, the head of the beit din, which is Hashem. הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר מקודש לבד. And Hashem by himself is sanctified and holy and he's called the Holy One. So we find that on the month of Adar, we conclude all the 7 months of the year, all the 12 months of the year. There are 12 months of the year only because there are 12 tribes. And because the 12 tribes are being manifested from 12 gates of the heavens. There's one Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one God, but when he manifested, so to say, his Kedusha, his holiness into the world, specifically it came through 12 gates. Why 12? That we don't know. That we're going to have to ask Mashiach very soon when he comes. I'm sure he's going to have a good answer for us. But till then, we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu manifested his Kedusha, his holiness, through 12 gates. As a result from that, it manifested into the world through 12 tribes. And as a result from that, we see many different layouts in the world that are corresponding to the number 12. So 12 months of the year corresponding to the 12 tribes. But we just learned that we might have, that we do have 13 months. We have a second Adar. Okay, so we see, we also have 13 tribes, if you're counting Ephraim and Menashe, and taking Levi out. The Ari HaKadosh explains that there are 13 gates in Shemaim, really. And he established the access to the 13th gate. Since we don't know from which tribe we belong to, then the Ari established in his holy level a 13th gate in Shemaim that anybody can go through it. That's the Nosach, the type that the Ari prayed from. But nevertheless, what we want to take from that, because we are in the month of Adar, it's a very auspicious time, A, to gather all the godly sparks that fell into the klipa. And it's never too late. So what if the 7 weeks pass? It's never too late. Hadar has the option, the power of transforming any evil into good. That's why Haman kind of messed it up. He shot himself in his leg. He wanted to destroy us on Adar because he thought that's the day that on the 7th of Adar, that's the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died. He didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu also was born on that day. So Adar, for whatever spiritual reason, is a very auspicious time to change things completely, to do a 360, v'nahafochu. So the point I want to take from that is When there's an auspicious time, you take advantage of that. Not too long ago, somebody came and he offered some product that we use a lot. And we use a lot of it, but I don't have the money to buy so much of it. And somebody came and said, I have from this product, and if you buy a very large amount, it will be less than half price per unit, which I didn't have the amount to lay out. But thinking about it logically, I'm going to get this product now for about 40% of its value. I have to make an effort here. So I made an effort. How I can get now the extra money that I didn't have, but what's the benefit from it? In the long run, I save a lot. So it was worth the effort. So here is the same thing in the spiritual level. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you have an opportunity now to get something for the same value, but a third of the price, so to say. Put an effort. So we have a very auspicious month. That's why we celebrate now Purim, Bezod Hashem, this week. But spiritually, I want to take to consideration that I can apply now a little bit of an extra effort and to gain 3 times, 4 times, 5 times as much as what I would do with that exact same effort. Needless to say, that when I do put this extra effort, I'm able to release all these godly sparks that I myself threw into the garbage, so to say, into the klipah, and I have the ability to elevate them into the spiritual world and receive from that this ultimate blessing from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that anyways, the one that will benefit from it is me. So I need to know that what I will put out there, that's what I get back. So Bezrat Hashem, we should really apply that in this month and take advantage of the holiness of the month. Bezrat Hashem, we should be blessed with an abundance of blessing in this month from the beautiful abundance hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And needless to say that if we do what we're supposed to do, then the next month comes the month of redemption when we can go out of our own Mitzrayim. Bezrat Hashem, we should have a happy month, a successful month. This is the month of happiness, so we should experience real, true happiness in our heart, and our life should be just revolving around simcha and happiness, and the real one coming from the depth of our hearts.